Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albi Lopez. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Tarasco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyle's hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Tarasco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tarasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarasco hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Murray reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds bunts in front of the plate. Alomar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Alomar. Hammonds moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Alomar moves to second. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Chad Ogeon now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton bunts towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vizquel moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4. Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. one out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 0-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tarasco is 0-2 in the game. Tarasco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Tarasco. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Tarasco steals second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hammonds is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive towards the mound. Ogier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thome is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Palmeiro is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Roger McDowell now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards third. Tomy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Indians. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Mike Devereaux pinch hits for Tony Tarasco. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoyles moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel throws to second for one, and Berga throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hoyles scores. Hammonds moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-7, Indians. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Hammonds scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Julian Tavares now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby pinch runs for Jim Tomy. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Kirby moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Randy Myers now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Kirby moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Jose Mesa now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.